Welcome to Take a Peek podcast, where we take a peek into the darker side of society. I'm Chels.
And this is Hoff. So let's get into it.
This podcast covers sensitive subjects, violent crime, and crude humor. Listener discretion is advised. The humor in this podcast is never directed towards the victim of any of the crimes covered in this podcast.
We are back. Sorry, we are so inconsistent, but all three of us work full-time jobs over more than 40 hours a week for the other two. I'm blessed and don't have to do that anymore.
You just abandon people.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get into it. So I'm going to go through a press release from the the Wicomico.
Don't ask me.
Sounds great.
County Sheriff's Office.
So supportive.
Sounds perfect.
I couldn't have done a better job.
I can take a whack at it.
Yeah, ready?
Oh man.
Right.
Yeah. Wicomico?
Go for it.
Is that what it is?
Wicomico. So the Wicomico County Sheriff's Office received a complaint regarding Deputy Stephen Arbaro.
Stephen?
I know. I was thinking that too.
You know, you just always got them people.
Fucking Stevens.
Is it Steven or Stefan?
Yeah, like with a PH.
Steven.
Okay.
With a V.
Yes. V like Victor. Mm-hmm. The matter was immediately assigned to the Criminal Investigation Division. Subsequent to the interviews with witnesses and consultation with the Office of the State Attorneys for the county, Arbaro was taken into custody and charged with rape, second degree, sexual offense, fourth degree, assault, second degree, false imprisonment, sexual contact while a person is in law enforcement, while a person is in law enforcement custody, and misconduct in office times three counts. The district court commissioner held him without bond, and it is anticipated that he will have a bond hearing before a district court judge on Monday, October 31st, 2022. He was employed with the sheriff's office for less than a year and has been terminated as a result of the investigation.
Sheriff's office.
Yeah, the Wicomico.
Wicomico.
County Sheriff's Office.
Wicko wacko.
So this is all everyone's innocent until proven guilty. This case, I am pretty sure, is still going through the process. But
See his interview?
So this was back in October of 2022. So it's a high probability that it's still going through the courts. Because I couldn't find anything on sentencing or if the case was dropped or anything like that. But what I was able to find is the probable cause affidavit. From the District Courts of Maryland. So I'm sure if we have that one listener from Maryland, they're yelling at me for mispronouncing freaking Wicomico County Wicca County. Mm-mm-mm. Are you Googling it?
I am.
How does the pronunciation?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm
Googling, oh, are you Googling like,
the
this?
Prison?
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the county? Okay, let me know if you find something. But, so let's get into this probable cause. On October 30th, 2022, at approximately 11:56 hours, a detective was notified that the road patrol supervisor was requesting a detective to interview a female victim of sexual assault. He was notified that the female began speaking to the sergeant, who thought she was there to file a complaint on a deputy. Once the female victim, she's referenced as J.A., so she began to describe a sexual assault. Sergeant Phillips then decided to stop talking to her and request a criminal investigation division to assist.
You and your broke ass knees disturbing us.
I'm trying you to be quiet, okay? You and your ice
packs. That cauliflower, needs to calm down. I don't think it's supposed to pop like that.
Neither is his knee.
Yeah. That was the knee?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
I like how she just stared at you.
Yeah.
Like the death stare.
God, give me the death like, stare for crinkling.
Where is that coming
my
from?
My God.
So upon arrival, he conducted and recorded an interview with J.A., who was visibly upset and shaking as she spoke. She described being in a parking lot at the Kohl's department store, meeting a friend when a marked sheriff's office vehicle pulled up behind her vehicle and a deputy had exited in full uniform and initiated a contact with her and her friend. She said that she said that this occurred on October 26th, 2022 at approximately 1 a.m. to 1:30 a.m. She stated that the deputy told them they were not allowed to be there when the businesses were not open.
Oh, God.
J.A. stated that the deputy had a brief conversation with her and her friend and released him. She stated that the deputy then came over to her vehicle and began speaking with her. She stated that the deputy identified himself by Stephen Arbor. She stated that he asked for her identification and asked her what her phone number was. She provided the information he requested, and he wrote it within his notebook that she saw him place that she saw him take out of his uniform vest pocket. She stated that he instructed her to get out of the vehicle, stating he wanted to check for illegal substances. She complained. wrong word. She complied and described that he did not search her vehicle, but proceeded to frisk her. She stated that he used his hands to grab her breasts and then grabbed her buttocks. She stated that he then told her to get back into her vehicle, which she did. She said he then leaned into the open driver's side window, keeping his flashlight on in his right hand. He then moved his left hand under her pants and penetrated her vagina with his fingers.
How did he go under her pants?
Forcefully with his hand?
I guess so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking of blue jeans.
Yeah, they tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She stated that he then began touching her breasts under her clothing with his left hand. J.A. stated that she did not consent to any of the sexual acts. She stated that she did not feel free to leave and was fearful of what would happen if she did try to run away or fight him. J.A. said that her friend called her to check on her, and she told the deputy that it was her babysitter and that she had kids at home waiting for her, and she was late, hoping he would end the assault and let her leave. She stated that he wrote his phone number on a piece of paper and gave it to her before he let her go.
Well, like, what's scary is if he ran her plate and that's, like, actually where she lives. I mean, her license, everything, he knows exactly where she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk about being terrified.
Mm-hmm. If he really. I would bet that he didn't run her stuff.
I mean, he could have wrote it down and he can run it later.
True.
I mean, he could just be saying he's going through a Walmart parking lot running random ass plates.
True.
Until the complaint.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know. It's kind of ballsy though too to write down your phone number and be like, "Here, call for a good time." Yeah,
I think
he's
psycho. Call for a good time. Hop on in.
You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Right.
What the hell?
Jesus. Oh, I know you did.
JA stated that the deputy called her phone and sent her several text messages from the number that he had given her. She stated that she did not answer his phone call and did not respond to his text messages.
He put it in writing?
Yes.
What an idiot. So I can't find him anywhere. He's not in prison and you can't like dig through there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's not in the county that he worked for. I'm sure that somebody else is babysitting him.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case. So I'm guessing this is an ongoing issue and he's not even sentenced yet. Or
yeah, I would bet that he's at a neighboring county
going through
prosecution.
Mm-hmm. And then like holding it like at a different venue kind of thing. But I don't know. Maybe he's like working on a plea deal.
Recoverable.
Like even when you're working, people that have like active cases, it takes forever, I feel like. Like, yeah, I feel like it takes forever. I'm like, man, I'm just like, you're going to be here for a lot longer
than you think.
Yeah, like I feel bad because it takes so long and most people are just like, I just want to go. Like, I just want to go where I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
But like they keep pushing court dates and stuff like that. And
oh yeah. I only had one recently where a victim was like, wow, that was really fast. I was like, man, that was like really freaking long.
That was like 7 months, bro. Yeah, like, dude. You think that's fast?
It's not. Felt long to
when
me.
When was he arrested?
He was
October 22.
October 30th.
I thought that was when the complaint was.
Yes, they received the complaint. So
October 30th was when the sheriff's department released
their statement.
Yeah, press release.
Is that him?
Yeah, girl.
How old is this cat?
Let me see. Let's see.
He looks like a baby.
Yeah, he was born in 92.
That ain't no baby. I know for a fact.
Yeah, I mean,
because if he's a baby, at least he's to the age where his back's starting to hurt.
It better be. like...
He looks younger than that.
Mm-hmm. Totally. She stated that she deleted the text messages before opening it, but did see what it said. She said that the message said something of sexual nature, and she said that she then blocked his number.
Can't they pull it anyway? Anything that's like... Anything that is on a cellular, like a laptop or a device, even though it's deleted, except I think iPhone, they can yank it, right?
No, even iPhones, they can yank.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a digital footprint everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's never gone.
Yeah, even if it's erased by both parties, it's still somewhere floating around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can totally like pull the entire thing. What you got to happen? What are you worried about?
We were all young once. Fucking stupid. Okay. Don't fucking sit here and judge me.
Never. yeah, all of that shit is recoverable.
That's kind
of
crazy.
Yeah. Phone dumps.
Well, I mean, that would be like, you'd have to have that phone, right?
Oh, yeah. So it would be.
I mean, I don't think they can dump a flip phone. With the camera. I mean, like back in the day.
I'm trying to think of.
I bet you could now.
Yeah.
If you got a burner phone or whatever, like mm-hmm. an old flip phone. Mm-hmm. And
oh, I was just talking about like back in the day, like when we were all young.
Oh.
Yeah, that phone, I don't even know.
I didn't have one.
Listen, I knew.
You're still worried about what you sent? Good Lord.
It's haunting her.
I feel guilty over the stupidest things. Someone the is dumbest find it. Things. I know. It's like in a dumpster back home. Mm-hmm. And a homeless person's going to find it.
Absolutely. They're going to figure out who you are.
And they're going to dig it up out the ground. Just kidding. No, I don't know. I just. Mm-hmm. Stupid mm-hmm. things bother me.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean.
But it is
interesting to me that she deleted it. Like, I
feel like she would keep it.
Well, and.
Or maybe she
it
was
could
so
also just be she's so
freaked out.
Yeah, freaked out like from scared. It. Like, fuck this. Like, I want nothing to do with it and trying to get a million miles away from the situation.
Well, I mean, like, but the good thing is that they can pull it mm-hmm. if they need it. But they'd have to get, like, a warrant.
How much you want to bet it was his work phone? That's my
How
guess.
How dumb can That's you be?
That's my guess. So the victim, Jay, stated that the following Friday, October 28th, at approximately 10:52, I've been out of the military time game for 6 months, that she was traveling home from her place of employment and noticed a marked sheriff's office vehicle. Fuck, that was hard.
You ain't been gone that long.
Words.
Behind her on a road. She stated that she was speaking to her fiance, utilizing the hands-free system in her vehicle, and told him that she knew it was the same deputy and that he was following her.
Oh my God, she has a fiance?
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy. I don't know. I mean, like, who knows what really went on?
Yeah, I don't know. It's...
Doesn't everybody wear body cams?
Well...
Or is this, like,
it's
a really...
It's enacted now. State. And it's I don't know
state.
What...
Yeah.
What their laws are.
I mean, is it, like, I'm...
Like, Colorado, y'all better get your shit together. Because it's in place.
What's in place?
Body cams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're exempt, so.
No, we're not.
Nuh-uh.
2023. No.
Because she can still enforce the law. So anytime that you're enforcing the law, you have to enact it. Hmm. If you can enforce all that crap. Because before I left y'all, I was like, hey, by the way, y'all forgot them. They need body cameras, too.
It specifically, I think, says us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
That's great. Works to my benefit.
Absolutely.
I'm sure when y'all get some body cam footage, you'd be like, wow, on a daily mm-hmm. basis? Yeah.
This is exciting.
I still don't get paid enough.
Hell no, you don't. Stories become true.
Literally.
Can't make it up.
No. You want to see it for yourself? Mm-hmm. Gladly.
Yeah, no problem. So he's following her. She's on the phone with her fiance. And she said that he turned on his emergency lights and pulled her over.
I hope she told the husband to be quiet and kept him on the phone.
Yeah, I would hope so too. She stated that he intentionally approached the passenger side of the vehicle and checked the car with his flashlight as he approached. He stated that he then acted like he didn't know it was her prior to stopping her. She said he told her that he had stopped her for having a tag light out. Tag light?
License plate light.
Oh, is that what they're called?
Tags. Huh. That's another name for a license
plate. Oh, a tag light? Okay.
Oh, the little light over the license plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've never heard of it called that. She said that... that he went back towards his car and was gone for several seconds. She stated that she thought he was checking her lights. She said that he came that he then came back to the driver's side of the car and spoke to her there. She said that she told him she only had a few minutes to get to the store to get diapers for her child before the store closed. She said he then asked her why she didn't go to a different store closer to her job.
Huh. He knew where she worked?
Before heading in the direction of her home, indicating he had been watching her prior to her leaving from work and knew where she had been gone, going to.
Damn.
That's not creepy.
No, and I mean, her fiance's on the phone to collaborate it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad she left him on there.
Mm-hmm.
I would too. That's like I said. I would have threw something. I wonder what kind of car she drove, because usually, like, when it's an active call going on, you can, like, see it counting down. Like, you have an open call going, and you can see it on your media screen that you're on the phone with someone.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like in her car. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant, like, the patrol car.
Oh, no,
like,
her what? Car. Because yeah. then, like, that's ballsy, because he could get mad. Who knows if he's that psycho.
She stated that he then reached into the vehicle and grabbed her face.
Uh-oh.
In the area of her jawline with his hand. She stated that he forcefully moved her face and looked at her neck. She said he commented on marks that he had seen on her neck during the first assault, no longer being visible. She said that he then let her go and told her that he would need to see her again and that she was not to tell anyone about their interactions.
Their relationship.
Ew.
On his end.
It's just one-sided. Ugh. It's so creepy.
Mm-hmm. So Jay said that the next day, Saturday, October 29th, she was so fearful of him returning to her place of employment that her fiancé drove her to work and dropped her off. She said that her fiancé then arrived to pick her up at approximately 10:13 at night. Upon his arrival...
22:13.
Correct.
Okay. Yay, good job.
Upon his arrival to the parking lot, he observed a marked sheriff's office patrol vehicle in the parking lot with its headlights on. He videoed his vehicle showing all of its lights operational and included the patrol vehicle in the video. He then observed the vehicle leave and go to an adjacent gas station and park next to a gas pump. Jay then left work and went home and had no further interaction with him that day.
I hope she, like, with the boyfriend or fiance involved, like, that's when she went and said something.
Like, said something to him?
Like, to the police. Like, to his boss. To someone other mm-hmm. than that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
Because that was the 29th,
so
right?
Yeah, so that's the day before with her boyfriend, or fiance. And it... When did it start again? The 30th.
That's when he was arrested.
The 30th is when he was arrested and also when the investigation started. So, with like, the detective.
The next day.
Yep. So, that's good. Oof. That's pretty quick reporting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would hope so. He's actively working, catting around.
I mean, after the first instance, I'd be like, let's figure out how to take care of this.
But after the first day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you had the card and the text message and the phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, that's enough.
To me, that's enough.
Oh, it's plenty to make a full report. It's just...
I guess it's scary for people.
Yeah, it's...
Normal individuals.
It's trauma. Yeah, we don't know what that is anymore.
Well.
Well, no. I mean, like, if you're going to do something like that to me, I'm going to take you out.
Yeah.
I'm not the one.
Yeah, but, I mean, how scary is it to get... sexually assaulted, A, and then that person that's sexually assaulting you wears
would
a badge
take
and a
the
gun.
Case. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that'd
that's
be pretty
true.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
Yeah, the whole having a gun thing. No.
Well, and it's like the myth, the blue wall of silence or whatever. My complaint's not going to go anywhere. Even if I do tell his boss, nothing's going to happen.
You know, that's
I'm
very
get
that's
victim shamed.
Mm-hmm. Very possible.
Yeah. Yeah. You never know.
Protecting people.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, they did not do that and fired him immediately.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I don't think you can do that anymore.
Like, what? Protect?
Yeah. No, if there's keep them
paid.
Yeah, if there's wrongdoing anymore, like, you're gone. Oh. Nobody wants
you're
you.
You're toast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, your Nobody career is over.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You put a toe out of line, guess what? You're not working.
Yeah, and I mean, in this instance, yeah, absolutely. You wouldn't want that to be within your department anyways.
No. No, you'd want it in your jail. That's where you want it. Right, dab and gym pop.
Like, yeah.
Gym pop.
Complete control.
Better be
power
quiet.
To do. Yeah, mm-hmm. Whatever. Mm-hmm.
Let's see who takes control over you now. Right? Mm-hmm. Karma.
Mm-hmm. Big Bubba.
Don't make it Big Bubba.
No. So that concluded the initial interview with her. So then at approximately 4:37, October 30th, so Sunday, the detective conducted a recorded interview with Stephen at the...
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Wicomico County Sheriff's Office.
They didn't wait. So,
that's
like,
all I want to do, I just keep wanting.
Was it the detective of the department that he worked for that did it, or did they outsource somebody connected to them?
So,
I feel like you should outsource it, right?
Generally, you should.
Kind of wonky if you don't.
If it's a big enough agency, I guess. You can probably say that there's not going to be any overlap or any.
That's
but
what I'm
still
assuming.
Just to cover yourself and you as an agency.
Yeah. So it's in Salisbury.
Yeah, that's Salisbury? Where that is right where it's at. What's mm-hmm. the address?
Right where it's at. Of the.
It's Dagsboro Road is what mm-hmm. I got. Mm-hmm. Oh, so then they did it themselves.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
That's weird. It's just weird.
I think it's weird for us because we're in a small community. And so generally IAs aren't done like that. Like, you try to have them outsourced, but even I know some IAs. So internal investigations is what we're referencing that have been done and conducted internally by investigators.
So IAs.
And like nobody knew they were going on.
So not supposed to.
IAs are different than criminal charges, though.
Yeah, true.
Like, an IA is supposed to be done by the agency. It's an internal investigation, mm-hmm. right?
That makes sense.
If there's charges that come from the IA, I think that those charges probably should be investigated by an outside agency.
I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like that's normal. Or maybe that's just what we're used to. But like mm-hmm. you said, it's probably a big agency. Like, when I looked up mm-hmm. the prisons in Maryland, they're like all over the place.
I'd bet.
Google it. Let's Google how big Salisbury Steak is.
Salisbury Steakish.
It's whatever.
It can't
it's
be
called.
As big as a Texas
Listen,
steak.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. I mean, that's like the size of Houston. Maryland is like it's tiny.
Are we talking about steaks or states?
States.
I'm confused.
It just says Salisbury.
Salisbury.
Sounds delicious.
Salisbury.
In Wicomico County.
You looking up Wicomico? I'm going to look up Salisbury.
Okay.
Steak. I want steak now. MD. We got, wow. That's big.
Yeah.
It's 33,050.
That's pretty big.
Just in the town. So
the
that
county
makes
has 103.
What? 1,000?
Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this place was founded in 1732. You know it's haunted.
It's a whole state.
Nine, yes. 1732. Could you imagine them tombstones?
Oh, they got to be
all
old.
Them dead,
or folk. They're all gone.
No, they're heard, still there.
Have you heard that where, where they just bury people on top of people,
like families?
Yeah, because eventually,
saving
no
room.
One is around to
to mourn just, you. Yeah.
That's very morbid.
I mean, we only got so much space.
Yeah, I was like, well, I don't know they where bury, else you put them.
They bury people on top of the land in Louisiana. How would they know? Are they going to be offended? They're dead.
And they, like, supposedly, I can't remember where I heard this from, but, like, yeah, they eventually no one is caring for that grave anymore. No one's maintaining it.
So they reuse it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant like it was the people's family.
Nah.
So this is some random ass person.
Not random, like a town.
Well, like they're hijacking a grave.
I mean, kind of.
They are.
That's why it's haunted.
I'd be mad too. Oh man, if they put like some big ass fat guy on top of me, I'd be pissed. Could you imagine? I mean, like, I know I'm dead, breathe. But I can't yeah. breathe.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I'd be mad.
This be like, is some shit. This is some real shit.
And you not all only
did
that.
Me dirty.
They hijacked
me. I loved you in life.
Well, that was like
and
during.
You fucking treat me like this shit.
Like thousands of years later.
Mm, yeah, like.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
What if you ever had to go, like. Well, no, I guess that's a cold case you'd never know about. But if it's not that old, like you went in there and it's not the right person.
I mean, that would be terrible.
It'd be suspicious.
Didn't mm-hmm. that happen? There was a mortuary or whatever that was giving people's bodies that weren't their loved ones.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Where?
Was Do you that know local? Where? Was that local?
It was our local. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Holy shiza.
Yeah, I want to say a neighboring county.
Get they the got fuck investigated.
Out of here. Yeah.
No shit.
They got charged.
I mean, like.
Like
I mean,
the coroner got charged.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Listen, yeah, I'd be like, I got to see their and face.
Was his wife in on it too?
I don't
Is that
remember.
What I'm thinking?
It was the home remember. That did it?
It was what?
Like the nursing? Like, not the nursing
no,
home.
Not a
that
nursing
home. That is awful of me. They ain't there yet.
Yeesh.
Oh, my God. I thought God. It was a mortuary place.
Yeah.
Like a funeral home?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they ran it. Like, they ran that business, like, just took, like, but he was also the coroner. Mm. And then, like.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many, like, if they were like, working a
oh,
case?
Oh, that's what it was. New owners took over the mortuary and then
and
found
caught.
These bodies that were supposedly already. Sent off to the families and they weren't.
So who did they send?
Girl,
see, that's why, like,
who
listen,
did they send?
The husband wants to be burnt up to a crisp, turn into powder. Unless I see it myself, they're going to give me somebody else's ashes and I'm going to be pissed. And I'm going to have some random ass person haunt me in my house. And
you're
going to
watch him. You're going to watch your husband get burned.
You're going to keep him
if
in
he's
your house?
Dead and it's his wish.
Then I will follow it.
No, I just want to make sure I'm not getting nobody else's ashes. That's, you know what I mean?
Okay, pop the coffin right before we throw him in the fire.
I want to see his face.
Okay, go ahead.
All
turn
right, no,
it
no,
on.
No, 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 no. I want to see the hands and the feet too to make sure it's all there.
Oh, yep. That's his big toe.
Yeah. Literally. I'd be like, yes, those are his hands. Yes, those are his feet. Listen, there's only one pair. And I know what they look like. I just want to verify. That freaks me out.
Being burned?
No, no. Having he wants to be burnt up. So does my dad.
Why don't you?
You want to be burnt? Don't leave me with the... I told him. I was
you
like...
You want a fat man on top of you?
Listen. Sounds so bad. Listen, I don't know what it's like to be dead.
Really?
But if there's just a little bit that you're still alive, I ain't doing it.
You're not all the way dead.
Yeah. Listen...
You worried you're going to have a heartbeat?
I talked about the stuff whenever they use that little slicey thing where they cut off people's heads. That dude blinked like 18 times after they cut off his head back in like...
That's normal.
The guillotine.
Yeah that thing. Shing. Yeah.
Shing.
Listen.
Shing.
You're not dead all the way. What if your brain's still alive but your heart just ain't going?
So
there's like 7 minutes.
You'd rather be buried alive?
No. That sounds worse.
Like,
listen, there's a chance I could come back as a vampire, okay?
Girl, you coming back anyways. You haunt so many fucking people.
You know, I would. Just don't worry. Don't be scared. It's just me. You'll just know if I die.
Shit over.
And be like, God damn it.
Right, so this motherfucker goes to days, right?
Uh-oh.
I'm not used to having him in the fucking house.
Listen.
I got scared like out of my wits.
He's actually here.
Yeah, like
I'm a pansy.
Here in the house, fucker. Scared the shit out of me just sitting on the couch.
I like my just feet warmer.
It's dark in here. Oh my God.
What time did you get off? It's been light till like 9.
Well, that's the thing. Like had dinner with them. Yeah. I had dinner with the family.
Oh, you just forgot he was here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then walked out of the bathroom and was like, oh my God, is there a stranger in my house?
Listen, I like my feet to be warm. So like a grown ass person next to me has to be there. And I don't like sleeping by myself, and I wouldn't mind him being home.
No, I like having him being home, but so shit, I ain't used to your daytime schedule.
He's going to like full days, and he's like, aren't you happy you get your personal feet warmer every day? I was like, yes. Thank you.
But it ain't winter anymore.
Oh, it's going to be hot.
Get off of me.
Stop touching me.
It's oh, so man. I didn't think about that.
Ruined. Sorry, I ruined your, yeah. your...
Well, I could be dead right now. My feet are so cold all the time. I'm just kicking it.
That's a disease.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Don't tell me it's got a disease.
Starts with a fucking R.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
No.
That's arthritis.
Rhodes. Something.
It's a thing?
It's there. It totally fucking
Can you take
is.
A pill cold for feet? It?
Yeah, like...
Too late.
Like, so cold to where, like, you kind of look dead. Like, your hands will look dead.
My hands are always cold instead of my
look
feet.
Dead. And, like, it's hard to...
I drop get stuff them warm a lot. Again.
It's called frostbite.
I drop stuff a lot.
All the time.
Literally. Like, more than usual. I'm like, I'm dying. I got a brain tumor. I
lost the feeling in my fingers. It's a disease.
My circulation is not right.
Well, WebMD it.
Sorry, we got off topic.
Yeah, sorry. Anyways.
Way off topic.
Naturally.
Fuck. Oh. So the detective is now interviewing Steven, the deputy. So Steven was advised of his constitutional rights and agreed to speak with me. I'm going to just say it now. If anyone ever has to interview me, I'm not fucking talking to you. It's no.
I mean, you guilty.
Bitch, I ain't guilty. I ain't dumb.
You like, seen that TikTok I sent you the other day? Yeah. About, you know, your friend's guilty, but you going to fight for her?
Hell yeah.
I was like, but, I got a select few folks and I sent it to them.
I ain't talking to freaking anybody. Anyways, so no offense, later on, hopefully never, when I incriminate myself.
Don't hang around me no more.
Yep. Yeah. So he agrees to speak with him. And in the first part of the interview, he made numerous statements that I knew to be untrue, or that the investigator knew to be untrue.
Starting off on the right foot for sure. On that
yeah,
interview.
Automatically lying. That's yeah.
That's a great way to set the standard for how
great
that's gonna
go. Character.
You're SOL.
So the falsifying facts basically stated that he recognized the victim's friend from a distance, and because he was also a friend of his, and that was the reason for approaching them, is because he knew the friend that he dismissed automatically.
So this was back to the first incident.
Mm-hmm. And that J.A. and her friend were released from the encounter at the same time and left together. But if you remember from J.A.'s interview, they were in separate vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And he got dismissed first.
Mm-hmm. And that no portion of his interaction on the traffic stop was conducted with his camera systems turned off.
How convenient.
And he denied.
They do have body cameras.
Yeah. And like, I was thinking, like, when y'all do traffic stops and stuff, like, or anyone, don't you have like a dash cam?
Some agencies do, some agencies don't. With body cams are actually better than dash.
Well, I'm just like saying cams. Like if they flee, what if you're facing the wrong way and like you're not, you know what I mean?
That's just something to think about. That's why we still have reports. You can't just say see body cam for
entire encounter.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
The body cam doesn't pick everything up anyway, so.
Mm-hmm. No, it does not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, could you imagine you and me with body cams on? Like, I'd be looking at your belly button.
Actually, you're looking up at my nose. When you're wearing them yourself, it's right. Upward. Because our anatomy sucks ass unless you have a vest on.
Oh, that's true.
I
see what you're getting at.
Just turn to the left and you'll get it correctly and dip down.
And dip a little bit.
A lot.
While I'm interviewing you, don't worry about my posture. Weird.
All I see is belts and belt buckles
and when I review your body. Yes, we're short. We know. Yeah, that's... No. And then when you're fighting someone...
Oh, they fly in everywhere.
Those magnetic little things.
I honestly hate watching those because it's just like...
You can't tell anything.
It's fucking going everywhere.
It's your word against theirs.
Cheeky-ass crazy camera.
It'll make you seasick.
Yeah.
If you watch them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't watched that.
I'll replay one for you. Oh.
She wants me to get sick.
True friendship.
Yes. You're going to... If I suffer, you suffer. Yes. That's why I send you videos. I'll send you videos. And I'm like, what the hell did we just watch? And I'm like, I'm not suffering alone. So it's going straight to you. It's going to
Anyways, he denied having any contact with her in any way since that traffic stop.
Lie.
Mm-hmm.
Survey says...
You a lie.
Mm-mm. He's failing at Family Feud.
He's failing at Family Feud.
All the wrong answers.
The friend had been interviewed and stated that he did not know the deputy.
No, he probably didn't.
From any part of his life, and that the detention in the Kohl's parking lot was the first time he could remember ever seeing him. He also stated that he was released from the stop and left prior to JA being released.
No, because he gave her the card and the number and said, and then let her go. He didn't leave first.
No, like, this is the friend saying that he left first.
Okay. The cop left first.
No.
The friend left first. Sorry.
Get your shit together.
I told you before we did this, my brain is not okay.
This
today.
Is why we keep going on random tangents.
Yes.
During the interview, a recorded interview with JA, a single party consent call was conducted and recorded. In that call, the deputy spoke to JA about the incident and apologized three separate times. He also admitted that he had turned off the camera systems in his car and in his body-worn camera after the initial approach prior to engaging in the conversation with the driver's side door of JA's vehicle.
That's the second contact.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With her fiancé on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. And that's recorded.
Yep.
Fantastic.
At the end of the interview, the deputy admitted to vaginally penetrating JA with his fingers, touching her breasts under her clothes, and grabbing her breasts and buttocks while she was standing outside of her vehicle. He stated that this all happened in the Kohl's parking lot during the first encounter he had with her. He maintained that the sexual contact was consensual.
No. Mm-mm. I want to know how he passed the psych
So that same curiosity, but in general, sex offenders don't have criminal histories. So I always go back to that.
Really?
Yeah. They
like prior to being caught.
Yep. Prior to being caught, they ain't got shit.
If you think
about
it.
But I feel like, so all three of us have taken psychs and polys.
Mm-hmm.
And I, every single one of my psychs had sexual questions, like just random questions. Did yours not have any?
I don't remember. I was just trying to think.
There was like a crap ton of questions, but one that like really stuck out.
Lots of like fire questions.
Oh, they thought you were a pyro. Yeah. I had the weird, and then she's
gonna burn the building down.
It was like, do you like to take a shower or like a bath? And they asked it like in six different ways, yes, to make sure, mm-hmm, that you're answering consistently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really weird.
Yeah. And I can't think of what they were, but I remember thinking, like,
answer, you know, the same
while
way
you're answering the questions, I'm like, Why is there like four or five questions about sex? But okay. Like, you just answer.
I didn't have that.
No?
No. No, mine was like just about, maybe I did and I don't remember that. I just thought the bathtub thing was weird.
Yeah, it was. I remember those questions and then fire. And there was some, like, a couple of weird, like, water questions. Like, fear of, like, I can't remember.
Fear of water?
Yeah, like being submersed within.
Oh, no. Hmm.
Boy, I don't know.
They asked you if you're afraid of drowning?
Yeah.
That is weird. Where the hell you go? Where'd they send you? Was it a real place?
Girl, I was not sure.
No, it was Mike out back.
First of all, when I showed up to that psych... So of course you're early because you don't want to fuck up, right?
Oh yeah.
And I show up, I'm waiting, and then I'm getting anxious because I'm out in freaking Front Range, Denver area, and
yeah, it's sketchy.
Yeah, sketchy, odd neighborhood, odd building.
The building
out in
sketchy.
The middle of fucking nowhere, and the guy shows up. He's like, oh, okay, here's your test. So it's like a bubble test, like in a million freaking questions. Like,
was it paper?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Mine was online.
Mine was paper.
That's fucking nice online.
But I did mine back home.
Oh, in Texas?
Uh-huh.
You didn't have to.
I had to be connected to like a police station, like under their Wi-Fi and their VPN or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then once that was verified and they knew where I was, then I just took everything online.
Gotcha.
Because flying back and forth would have been...
Right. Oh, that would have been a pain in the ass.
Yeah. But it worked out. But no, it wasn't like that.
So after I got done with the test, I'm sitting there waiting.
I want to see this test.
And the fucking guy leaves. I'm like, you got to be shitting me right now. So I'm just sitting here. I sit there for an additional 45 minutes. He comes back with a fucking Subway.
What?
Yeah. I was like, okay. I'm going to fail.
I think you did go to the wrong place.
No.
I don't know. This sounds suspicious.
It does sound suspicious.
That was my very last one. The other ones were...
normal.
Normal. They didn't leave and go to Subway and come back.
That's just weird. Like the poly was like the easiest I've ever done.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I mean, they had you like, you know.
I don't love either one of them. They just stress me out.
Well, that's why they ask questions.
Like, I'm never
going to
get a job. I feel like a piece of shit human.
You. I already moved here.
Right.
With no confirmed job. Like, it was like, pending on that, right? So talk about if I didn't get hired, man. There, what the fuck am I gonna do? Mm-hmm. So that was like a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. It is so stressful passing that shit. So I don't know, but he passed.
Huh.
I passed. Or maybe they're because I think too what agencies across like the United States right now. I think a lot of them are struggling with getting qualified applicants.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, what I worry is that they're cutting corners. Yeah.
How long was he an officer?
Less than a year.
Mm-hmm. That's
he
pretty
started
quick.
That late.
He didn't last long.
He started that late. So he was
29.
Yeah, he started late.
I'm here for you and your math.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You
what do I do?
The piece of paper. So.
I'm late.
I'm walking around and telepathically she's doing the math for me. Don't you know I can read minds?
Yes.
It's a new thing I picked up this week.
Here for you. Mm-hmm. But what was interesting, there was an article. I'd have to find it really quickly, but it just so that you guys know which place reported on it. But basically they brought up that there was potentially misconduct. Oh, it was Fox News. So I don't know, take it with a grain of salt. But there was an accusation of him while he was in the academy of groping a female during a training exercise.
And they didn't take it seriously then either.
Well, I mean,
how many people are standing around?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
I mean, depending on what training it was.
I heard of an academy getting absolutely decimated and people fired because of some sexting going on between the cadets.
Oh my God.
Between the cadets? Mm-hmm. How did that even become a thing? Cadets. Those are the students.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Those are the soon to be officers.
Well,
pending.
Investigation.
Yeah, definitely not now.
Boy, can't act right.
So all of it's alleged, but if that's the case, I mean, there's clearly a history and it's escalating.
But it's just weird to me that he was so, I mean, I guess maybe it's not too weird people wanting to get in law enforcement later. I want to know what he did
later
before.
In life. Yeah. Well, he could have been a cop before. I don't know.
You mean like he was just like this?
I didn't read anything about him being a cop prior.
I can't find anything
on him. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
wondering if it's
sealed up pretty tight.
It's either sealed or it's going through the courts.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was interesting. An interesting article to read. Drew and I were looking at, I saw it on TikTok, but he saw it on a different platform of, it was a jail deputy who was being, what was he accused of? Was it sex, having sex with a 14-year-old?
Oh my God.
Yeah. You haven't seen any of that shit?
No.
But yeah, I don't know why, but it's weird how stuff is popping up around that topic. TikTok knows me and my algorithm.
That's what I was about to say. Well, you see half the crap that I send you.
Yeah. So. Thanks, Hoff. That's why it's showing up.
You send me the same stuff.
I know.
Murder.
Just interesting. I'm glad that she reported it. Mm-hmm.
And didn't let it go, because who knows?
Yeah, he needs to be held accountable.
I feel like he would be a person to escalate getting away with more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Like how cocky he was.
Oh, sure.
I feel like he'd
he
be
looks like a cocky individual.
He does. He does not look old at all.
No, he looks pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so do we. But, I just thought it was an interesting article that I came across. Even though I can't say the county that it's in.
Right. Another thing that's interesting is that, speaking of us in our algorithm of TikTok. Mostly, I want to know why women are so obsessed with true crime. Like the what we're 20% men on our
page,
our stats. And it's 80, 85 of women.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, what's wrong with us? Maybe they should worry about women.
I know. That's why we made made Drew go on the podcast so that we didn't sound so bad.
Oh my God. It all makes sense now. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've always loved it, like, mm-hmm. all the time.
It's just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's kind of like a protective thing, too. Like, to protect yourself or your kids or
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Definitely.
What-ifs, the what-ifs that eat you up,
mm-hmm.
how
mm-hmm.
women think. But I think men do it, too. They're just quiet about it. No. No. Never mind. <Nope. laughs> So that's why we're always one saying, see, I told you. No. This Fucked was going to happen. You didn't want to listen to me.
Mm-mm. But all right, y'all. So we will talk to you guys next time, and thanks so much for listening and being patient with our crazy ass schedule.
Yes.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.